hopeful that these three positions now, rather than just being the basic social welfare plus €50, will be an actual wage, a decent wage for the people that are going to do it. And I think that's good news. I think it shows the flaws that were in the Jobbridge system, and thankfully we've had a success on this front.
Campaigners and people like yourselves are arguing that the problem with Jobbridge is way, way deeper than just one advertisement in Donegal.
Oh, by all means. Now, Jobbridge is a widespread problem. It's open to exploitation and abuse across the state. In the public sector, it's been used to fill some 6,000 jobs that could have otherwise been done by people on a full-time wage. It's been used to massage unemployment figures and be taken to the public sector while a recruitment embargo prevents them from being taken on full-time in the future. In the public sector, it removes an incentive for employers to pay somebody a decent wage when they can obviously get them through the Jobbridge system for free and let the government just pay an extra €50 on the social welfare. So the widespread problem still exists. The Jobbridge scheme needs to be looked at completely. It needs to be replaced with a decent actual internship scheme that actually helps people move into employment rather than leave themselves open for exploitation. But locally, thankfully, in this case, while it's only a drop in the ocean on the wider problem, thankfully this has been resolved and people won't be used for such cheap labour, and I'm hopeful that a decent wage will be paid to these people in these three positions now.